For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team off last weekend opens up CCHA play this week on the road at Michigan Tech. Joined by fifth-year transfer Mitchell Martin out of Ontario. As a fifth-year guy, there isn't much in college hockey that's going to come as too much of a surprise to you anymore. But yet, the first game with Arizona State, you're playing with new guys. Yeah, you'd practiced with them for a couple of months, but you didn't necessarily know who your line mates were going to be until, you know, right before the game. What was game one like for you?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a bit of an adjustment period. We had the exhibition series versus New Manitoba, so I can kind of figure out how guys play. You know, obviously Lundy and Jerry have unbelievable skating abilities, and they play with pace, so I try to pride myself on my pace as well. So we kind of just seemed like it clicked right away. We just want to continue the momentum into Mich Tech.
Two goals and two assists then in game two against Arizona State for you. You guys win it in 3-on-3 overtime. That 3-on-3 overtime was unlike many I've seen. Typically, it's first team that makes a mistake loses. There were some great chances for both teams. Both goalies played great. And then, boom, you guys get the rush. That's what 3-on-3 is all about. Just weather the storm, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't want to weather the storm too much. You know, you want to kind of just take it to them. But there's going to be opportunities. There's going to be breaks. You know, there's way more space on the ice. You know, Rosie himself, I think, had two great A's there. Obviously, that he wanted to bury, but I'm just glad we kind of came out on top.
Then you guys have to sit a week, practice for a week. What sorts of things did you in particular work on, and what was the emphasis of the coaches, you know, for the team to be working on?
I just think a little systematic things, you know, getting above the puck, reloading. We talk about that all the time. So nursing my body, too, is obviously a big one. And then just special teams, little things like that. You know, we try not to break it down too much because obviously we want to kind of keep it team-oriented, but just little things.
This will be your first CCHA games, but yet you know what playing for points means. It's a whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. You know, you can't necessarily win the season right now, but you could lose it. You know, TS was talking to us about that. Every point matters, every game matters, and these ones are just as important as the ones in March. So,
Michigan Tech is a storied hockey town, like Bemidji is, like Buffalo. Canisius there, so you get that. You get what those fans are like. What's it like going on the road in places that get hockey and absolutely get on you?
Yeah, well, the atmosphere is awesome. I mean, I talked to my grandpa. It was his alma mater, so he kind of let me know when I was younger what it was like. And obviously, it's super exciting to play in those buildings. The atmosphere just kind of brings the most out of each team, and it's going to be hard to win on the road, so it'll be interesting.
How much do you know about the teams and their styles and the buildings and that kind of stuff in the league?
You see things here and there. Obviously, I don't know too much because I played in a different division for 4 years, but every college team's hard. You got to bring it every night. You know, the fans are usually great, so just kind of looking forward to it this weekend.
Best of luck.
All right, thank you.